Okay, here we go. Good evening. Hey, Hugh, does this bolster the part of the Republican Party, the base, that says Donald Trump is not a real conservative? He doesn't even know what the conservative stance is on abortion.
Well, no, I don't think you can't go that far. The first thing I want to note is that Donald Trump sat down with Chris Matthews. In her 25 years of public life, Hillary Clinton has never sat down with anyone half as conservative as Chris is liberal.
But this is about Donald Trump. This is not about Hillary Clinton.
No, but it's about the campaign.
All right, let's stick to Donald Trump. We're going to talk about that. I have that. That's my next question. Can we keep it about Donald Trump? Okay.
So I am.
It doesn't bolster the Republican side of the party. Hugh, let's stick to Donald Trump, and then we'll get to Hillary Clinton, okay?
So please respond to the Donald Trump part of it, and then we'll get to the Hillary Clinton part of it, okay? Don, you can't separate Hillary from Donald Trump.
Hillary called into Anderson Cooper 20 minutes ago to jump on Donald Trump's comments. Hillary Clinton's comments are
Hillary Clinton's comments. It's a presidential election.
Okay, so then let's stick to Donald Trump's comments. So you don't agree that it bolsters the part of the Republican Party that says he's not a conservative?
That is unfair to Donald Trump. I'm not a never Trumpster.
Hugh, I'm not going to do that.
The idea that the presidential campaign can be reduced to soundbites on an issue as important as pro-life, and the idea that the debate can be reduced to this issue and that soundbite without bringing up the fact that Hillary Clinton is immediately
politicizing. I'm going to bring up Hillary Clinton. You're moving ahead in the textbook. I wanted your response on Donald Trump. And then I'm going to bring up
my very next question. Hillary Clinton is playing this like a violin because the media abets her in doing so.
Hillary Clinton is playing this like a violin.
I'm going to give you an answer, Don. It's a complicated answer.
Donald Trump made the statement. The conservatives were the ones who jumped on it before Hillary Clinton did, and you're bringing Hillary Clinton into it. Why can't you stick to the conservative side and then we'll get to Hillary Clinton?
You can't, Don, I'm going to stand my ground here. I'm not going to be pushed around on this because the answer is Hillary. Donald Trump hurt himself last night because he showed that in a debate with Hillary Clinton, he is not as prepared as other candidates to answer either liberal media advocates like Chris Matthews or even nonpartisan advocates like you. He doesn't have the practice, so he had to walk it back. Hillary jumped on him like that, even though she has never gone in harm's way of a serious question. And here's a question about that. Does the conservative base then say, even if I like Donald Trump, he's going to get ground up because Hillary will hit him every time he makes a mistake?
Okay, Gloria, so I was trying to answer your question. Donald Trump's comments are Hillary Clinton's fault, it sounds like. Is that what you're saying? I didn't say that, Don. That's what it sounds like you're saying, though.
Look, I think you is right in the sense that Hillary Clinton has pivoted smartly, I think, to the general election.